We've been talking about the Dragons, but they take on the Sharks this weekend, and a man who won't be there for the Sharks, he's been on the sidelines injured over the last couple of weeks, but he joins us each and every Wednesday, is their front rower, Aaron Woods. Morning, Woodsy.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Yeah, going very well, mate. What was the mood like on Sunday after, I have to say it, mate, pretty disappointing effort against Manly?
Yeah, that's probably one way to sum it up, Loz, mate. It was probably... really quiet in the sheds after the game. You know, we had so much to play for, mate, and, you know, we spoke about all week that Manly are our bogey side at Shark Park. I think they've won something like 16 out of the last 18 there. So, and like I said before, we had so much to play for. It was a top four spot. It was big energy for Feeder's 200th game, and, you know, the performance that we put out there was just disappointing for our standards, and, yeah, it was a pretty sombre sheds afterwards.
With your experience, though, Woodsy, do you understand, and I think Laurie makes mention of this, it's a good point. When you get young players, and you've had a number of young players because of the injuries that you've had, that especially when they've had the two good performances previously, that you can get that lull or that dip in form?
Yeah, definitely, Jimmy, mate. I think the biggest thing is, you know, when young kids come to first grade, I think the first probably 1 to 5 games, it's very easy to get yourself up for, you know, it's something new. You know, you've dreamed your whole life of playing first grade, but then once you're there, teams start seeing how you play each week. They pick out, you know, the flaws in your game or you know, and they work out ways to attack it and defend you. And I think that's probably the hardest thing is, you know, the biggest thing about that is playing week to week. And it's a tough sport, mate, you know. Like I said, the first couple of weeks, you know, your adrenaline's pumping. It's easy to get yourself through. But then once you become used to it, that's even harder. You got standards that you want to set yourself and you got to live up to, and you just got to keep, you know, working your backside off. And like you said, you know, you have two great wins and then you come back to reality with a very disappointing loss. So, you know, we did speak about that in our review after the game, and that's something we've really got to work on.
And that's the challenge this week for the Sharkies. I mean, you can have that one bad performance, but you can't have two or three in a row, because all of a sudden you lose two or three, you fall down the ladder pretty quickly, but you need to continue to get the wins.
100%, Loz. You know, you just, doesn't matter how you win, you just got to get these wins, especially this time of year. You know, you come up to an origin period, there's going to be a couple buys, a couple weeks off, and, you know, there'll be some players missing here and there. You know, and you know, I was listening to you guys before, you know, the Dragons are coming off a disappointing loss as well. So, it's a must-win game. I think they're 2 points behind us on the ladder, and, you know, we were fifth spot going into the weekend, and then we lost, and now we're back down to ninth. So, you know, one loss is pretty crucial this time of the year. So, mate, like I said before, it doesn't matter how you win, you just got to get those 2 points at the moment.
And the other thing from it, and I know the boys have spoken to you throughout the course of the year, Woodsy, but my first chance to do so, but how has Johnny Morris gone? Because you talk about inexperience. He's an inexperienced coach, so he's got to handle these situations where, you know, fluctuating form of his players as well. How's he been over the course of this week?
Yeah, Johnny's been real good, you know. The one good thing, you know, when we do come back, obviously the performance we put out on Sunday was really disappointing, but we come back in training on Monday, you know, we had a bit of recovery. Then I think the best thing about Bomber is when we do our review, he's just really honest. It doesn't matter who you are, if you've played 300 first-grade games or if you've played two or one. You know, he treats everyone the same. You know, don't get me wrong, he backs his boys 1,000,000%.
Yep.
But at the same time, if you're not living up to the expectations and the standards that we've set ourselves at the start of the year, he'll be straight on you straight away. So, you know, we got a few blokes put our hands up on Monday, and, you know, it wasn't the game that we were happy with and the way that we played. But, you know, it's our first field session today, and the boys are just talking to them before. They're raring to go and just start the, you know, getting ready for this week's game, because, you know, we want to forget about what happened on the weekend and move forward and put a good performance this weekend.
Yeah, Matty Moylan has missed the last sort of month of football. He's been named on an extended bench. Are we likely to see him play this weekend?
Yeah, I think so, Loz. He was touch and go last week. You know, just a couple of little strength areas with his hamstring that they weren't happy with, just with what we've been having at the moment. We don't want to risk that. So, you know, and you know, if he probably doesn't get those strength up to where they want him, he probably will maybe wait one more week because we've got the bye the week after. But no, Matty, he's been doing all the field work. He's been looking really good. He's, you know, he's probably in the past been known for probably just going in and do what he's got to do. But mate, his rehab has been second to none. He's been outstanding. You know, first in the gym, last to leave. So, and talking to him on Monday, he's stinging the play. So, fingers crossed it all goes well this week. We've got training today and tomorrow, and if it gets through them really well, he'll definitely be there on the weekend.
You round 14 still, as reported in the big league?
Yeah, hopefully. I got out of the boot, so I'm walking normal now and start running the Ultra G this week. So, you know, I've seen the surgeon, and he was really happy with how it's coming along, and it's just how it reacts to running now. If it swells up a lot or if it doesn't, you know, it could be a week earlier, it could be a week later. So it's just how we look after it and how it pulls up for running now.
Yeah, you mentioned Johnny Morris is very honest in your reviews. What's one thing that you did not so well on the weekend that he was disappointed in?
I think we got, you know, when you watch a game, I think we got out energy. You know, like
energised, yeah.
Energised. They ran harder and just tackled harder. We sort of, it looked like for the first 20 to 25 minutes, we're just going through the motions and just thought it was going to happen. Was, and, you know, sometimes you can prepare really good all week and then it comes game day and you just don't know what happened that first 25 minutes. So, you know, the biggest thing for us is just, you know, we've got to run hard this week. We've got to have support. On the weekend, we'll just go on one out. And I think we're just waiting for someone else to come up with a big play to sort of get the boys going. Whereas, you know, the good side, no matter where you play, who you play, they just keep pushing up and they're always there in the right spot. So, yeah, I think we've got to work real hard on our line speed this week and, you know, just run hard and tackle hard.
Hey, separately, Woodsy, we had a caller ring up and talk about the rise of prayer and the observation of prayer and Payne Haas's observing Ramadan at the moment, and that's been done many times before with players of the Muslim faith. Have you noticed it? What's your take on it? What's said about that sort of thing internally? What's been the different club philosophies from Tigers to Bulldogs to the Sharks?
Look, there's a lot of religious guys at Tigers. You know, they did pray a lot, but they weren't of Muslim religion, so they didn't really have to fast throughout this period. But when I did go to the Bulldogs, you know, it wasn't many players. There was a couple staff behind the scenes that, you know, obviously you can't eat or drink throughout sunrise to sunset. So,
yep.
You know, and they were really religious, you know, and they did pray, I think, at lunchtime. But the thing was, they never brought it upon anybody. They just went and did it in their own office. A couple of them got together and, you know, they never preach to you. They just do their own thing that they believe in and it's their faith. Cronulla, it's probably similar to the Tigers. You know, there's a few guys that are quite religious, but yeah, they just keep themselves, mate. You know, they don't put it upon anybody else. You know, I know Jason Bakou's a really religious guy, and he has a couple nights where he gets a lot of the guys over that, you know, that believe that have a certain faith. I'm not sure what type of religion it is, but they have a night where they get together and they talk about things. But you know, it's everyone to their own. You know, it's one of those things that it's getting probably quite more out there now. Obviously, you see the Israel Folau things, but yeah, at the clubs I've been, they've kept themselves and, yeah, never really brought it upon anybody else.
Mm. No, it's interesting. It's interesting. Now, the other thing is, three of the big four were at Holy Cross College Ride last night. Luke Brooks, Mitchell Moses, James Tedesco. You weren't there, Woodsy, to see your old school get pumped by St Gregory's College.
Mate, I was filthy. I had TAFE last night, so I couldn't make it across. But, yeah, quite disappointed, mate. That's a game that... I spoke to Tim White, who's the head of rugby league at Holy Cross, and mate, he was pretty fired up, but he was quite disappointed with the loss. So, yeah, bloody St. Greg's got the better of us again. I think they got us last year as well, so we're going to have to change that for next year, big fella.
Yeah, we've been doing that for 40 years, mate, but anyway.
Stop it, mate. Stop it. I know you, Jimmy.
Good on you, Woodsy. Appreciate that, mate. And we look forward to this game on Sunday too. Dragons up against the Sharkies. Always a good rivalry and maybe a bit added too, given the form of the two sides. We'll speak next week, Woodsy.
Thanks, boys. Cheers for having me.